There are giants in the sky. There are big, tall, terrible giants in the sky.
When you're way up high, you the Tanglewood Music Center Fellowship Program is the Boston Symphony Orchestra Summer Academy for Advanced Musical Study. The TMC offers an intensive schedule of study and performance for emerging professional instrumentalists, singers, conductors, and composers who have completed most of their formal training in music.
Yep. Serge Koussevitzky, the Boston Symphony Orchestra's music director from 1924 to 49, founded the school with the intention of creating a premier music academy where, with the resources of a great symphony orchestra at their disposal, young musicians would sharpen their skills.
We are joined now by three vocal fellows. Allison Wall is with us. Devon Tynes is with us. Devon, thank you very much. And we just heard his amazing voice coming in, singing They Are Giants in the Sky from Into the Woods, soloist Jason Weisinger. Jason, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So how are things going? By the way, how was that gig?
It was the most amazing thing I've ever done.
You were on stage.
Yes.
At the Symphony Hall,
yeah.
In Boston, with who?
With Keith Lockhart, Kate Baldwin, and Jason Danieli, who are two amazing Broadway stars, and then five amazing colleagues. Yeah, it was incredible, and the Boston Pops, of course.
Right.
Yeah, no big deal.
And it all went well.
It was an amazing experience, and not just the concert. The whole rehearsal process was a dream come true.
So, what's it like to be here? I mean, you know, give us an inside view of what it is to be at Tanglewood with all the trees and the music and the people you run into who are great people and sure. musicians. What's it like?
It's sort of like a fairy tale, isn't it? You have this amazing cast of characters, people who are so accomplished and thoughtful and creative in this beautiful woodland setting. It's really a privilege to be here.
Into the Woods is a fairy tale, but that could be a little creepy, too.
Oh, sure. I mean, it gets a little creepy here, too, sometimes. Lady Gaga was here last night.
Yeah.
Are people nice to you? I mean, people nice to you?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Incredibly, if not absurdly.
Yeah.
Absurdly.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a hell of a thing to remember who these early stars were who were, you know, basically where you are now. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's amazing.
It's an amazing thing to be in the same place as them. Doesn't mean anything, of course. We still have a lot of hard work to do, but it's very cool to be standing on the same stage as Don Upshaw.
Well, how hard is it to get here? You have to audition?
Absolutely.
Are they blind auditions?
No.
No, they're not.
Yeah, I would say a majority of what they're looking for is what we have to offer their eyes. A lot of people have great singing voices, but they're interested in what we have to offer and what we have to say, and they can't do that without looking at us.
They ask you questions?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty personal situation. Now, you walk into a pretty small recital hall in New York, and sitting there are Don Upshaw and Michael Knock, who's with the program, and... Yeah, you share a little bit with them, but hopefully it turns out for the best.
It did for us.
Is it daunting? I mean, or have you been through this so much that it's now the way it goes?
It never gets easy. The whole auditioning is a completely separate skill to performing on stage. And when you're competing with your friends and sometimes your enemies, it's just very...
Right.
It can become very daunting.
It's best not to think of it in terms of competition, but rather just sharing where you're at the time.
I completely agree.
Right,
with that.
And to keep throwing your hat in the ring. I auditioned, this is my third year auditioning for Tanglewood.
Really?
And here I am this year, uh-huh. So don't give up, right?
Yeah.
So at what point did you start to think about that you would want to come here, that would be part of your educational mission?
I did my undergrad at Amherst College, just an hour away from here. Mm-hmm. And so driving through here from my home in upstate New York, it was always like...
We're in upstate New York.
Outside of Rochester, I grew up.
Yeah.
It was always this place. I'm like, wow, maybe someday I could go there for a concert or something. Or I could show up on campus one day. And I never imagined I'd be here. It's incredible.
Are your folks excited that you're here?
Yes, they're thrilled.
Yeah. So how many years of training did you have prior to coming here?
Well, I started singing in choir when I was five.
Mm-hmm. So. The best training. The best training.
Yeah.
And then Amherst, and then anywhere in between mm-hmm. from there and here?
I did my master's at Northwestern and have now continued into a doctorate.
Wow.
Good for you. Good. And Devon?
My family required that everybody sing in church choir since they could talk, so I did that, but then went to undergrad at Harvard and took voice lessons until 2009, but went back to Juilliard in 2011 to finish my master's.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah.
And then my story is a crazy one. I started out as a saxophone player and then went to be a jazz singer right out of high school, and then I always say I got tricked into singing classical music, and I fell in love.
Who tricked you?
My voice teacher at SUNY Fredonia, who actually went to Tanglewood, and that's how I heard of it for the first time. And then I just spent 3 years in Cincinnati at the University of Cincinnati, and now I'm in New York, surviving.
Yeah. So give us a sense. The program that you did with the Pops was when?
It was June 20th here in Tanglewood, and then we had June 11th and 12th in Boston, and we got there June 1st.
Okay, so yeah. This is all like that. I mean, that's the baptism by fire. You show up, you do that, and then
it was a whirlwind.
It really was.
Yes. Wow. Yeah. It's not like you've been a fellow for like you've been here for 2 years, and then you're working up to it. You come in, you do it, and then
yeah.
Well, it seems like the rest of the time is going to kind of suck, right? I mean, it's just
absolutely not.
How do you live up to that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it seems a little tough, but the faculty here are so amazing. Most of them are personal heroes of mine, so it's very cool to be in the same room with them, let alone working with them.
So what's the food like?
It depends on which restaurant you go to, right?
Yeah. It's great. I've been very happy.
Breakfast is awesome.
Yeah. Well, Devon's in the dorms. Maybe he can speak to that.
Yeah. We're at Miss Hall School, and the food is really great. Breakfast in particular. There's a lot of berries, and you don't usually see that in a cafeteria setting, mm-hmm. but it's really nice.
Yeah.
That's a good question, wasn't it?
Yeah, right. I don't know about a good answer, but
So what's the door? So you're in the dorms, and then where you all hang out?
In separate houses. I live in Stockbridge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I'm in a house in Lenox with a horn player and another soprano.
Yeah.
No, there you go.
They're awesome. We're having so much fun.
Okay, good. The way you said that, Stockbridge with a horn player.
She's the best.
Yeah. Excellent. Very good. And then when it's over, as Alan likes to say, when camp ends, then where do you go?
I'm off to New York and to see where my future goes.
Which you would like that to be what?
Well, I have to figure that out too, I guess. There are too many things that I love to do.
Time's ticking there, buddy.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'll be auditioning. I also play piano, so I'll be playing for a lot of my friends singing in the city.
Yeah.
And I have some gigs lined up already. So
I mean, do you think is it stage, Broadway, that kind of thing?
I certainly belong on the stage, whether it's classical music or Broadway. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I love it all.
Yeah. What about you?
I'm headed back to Chicago, where I'm based now, to finish up my doctorate.
What are you writing on?
I'm writing on the vocal music of Kaya Sarriaho.
Interesting. And what do you make of that?
Well, it's fantastic. A lot of the music has been written for Don Upshaw and also some other wonderful bass baritone friends of mine who happen to be sitting here.
Really?
What a wonderful resource.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. I just wanted to know, why is it so important to have a doctorate as a performer?
I don't think it is important. I think for me personally, it was the choice I made because I love contemporary music. And contemporary music in America right now is happening around university settings, around learning institutions, like Tanglewood, mm-hmm. too. So that's why I really wanted to stay in academia and explore that world. My undergraduate degree is in music composition. So then I became a singer afterwards. So I've always been bridging that gap.
Dubai?
Right after this, I'm going back to New York to do a show called American Gothic, which is written by four composers, some from Juilliard and other places. But right after that, I'm doing two new operas actually, written by Kaya Sarriaho, directed by Peter Sellers at the Dutch National Opera. So I'll move to Amsterdam for a couple of months. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
So we're all in very different places, but still very close to each other.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like a pretty cool gig for all of you, actually. Yeah. Yeah. Very, very nice. And when you think of your education, is there a point where I'm done or I'm never done, or
it's
how do you
going to be done?
Never.
Well, yeah. this type of
I don't know.
You asked earlier what it was like to get here, and doing the Boston Pops concert, it was like you said, a whirlwind and really intense in a certain way, like a churning train. But when we got here, it's kind of like stopping in a really quiet and beautiful place, and you can kind of reflect on things. But also it's nice to be here because, in a way, even though I've been to a bunch of school and had some professional experience, this is almost like a finishing school in the most wonderful way, because you get to relax and reflect on what's happening.
Which reminds me, I wanted to ask you guys, obviously, what you really are doing here is you're terrific to begin with, but now you're getting critique from the best of the best, right? Mm-hmm. Is it hurt when somebody says to you, you know, that C-sharp wasn't quite right or whatever else you're doing? I mean, how does that work?
I think it's more hurtful if they don't let us know that we're not doing something right.
And you know it's coming from the best intention and only the want to help you find even more.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's always that underlying support that if they're telling you you're doing it wrong, it means they believe you can do it right.
Yeah, they're inspiring. They're not critical at all. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Allison, Devon, Jason, I thank you so much for being here and sharing with us your experiences. We're going to hear a little more of your work from Symphony Hall, A Weekend in the Country from A Little Night Music on our way out. So, but I thank you all for being here and have a wonderful rest of the season.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Very grand Petra, how too exciting just when I need it. Petra, such elegant writing, so chic, you hardly can read it. What do you think? Who can it be? Even the ink, no, here, let me. Your presence, just think of it, Petra, is kindly, it's at a chateau, requested, etc., etc. Madame Leonora, a weekend in the country.
We're invited.
What a horrible plot. A weekend in the country.
I'm excited.
No, you're not.
A weekend in the country. Just imagine.
It's completely depraved.
A weekend in the country.
It's insulting.
It's engraved.
It's that woman. It's that art fest.
Oh, the actress.